Elevate your healthcare experience in 2024. Discover the driving forces shaping the healthcare landscape with the NRC Health Experience Perspective. Be the first to access the insights and trends informing the future of healthcare. Register now to join the live national webcast and get first access to the report. Secure your spot at nrchealth.com.
This is Laura Dierdo with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Kolala Eskandonian, Vice President and Chief Innovation Officer at Children's National Hospital. Kolala, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
It's great to be with you. Thank you so much, Laura.
Now, I'm really looking forward to catching up with you on some of the interesting and exciting things you're doing at Children's National. I know it's such a fascinating time right now in healthcare, and specifically when looking at children's healthcare, you know, lots of opportunities to really make a big difference for that patient population. But before we dive into that discussion, can you tell me a little bit more about yourself and your background?
Yes, absolutely. As you mentioned, I'm Kolala Eskandonian. I'm the Vice President and Chief Innovation Officer at Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C. And a little bit about the hospital, I would like to mention that it's ranked number 5 in the nation by U.S. News and World Report. And most importantly, in the context of our conversation, research and innovation is one of the 3 pillars of our strategic priorities. The other 2 being clinical excellence and community health. And we receive more than 70% of our research and innovation funding from federal agencies, and the other 30% come from industry foundations and internal resources. And in my capacity as Chief Innovation Officer, I manage Children's National's Innovation Ventures, which is the innovation and commercialization arm of Children's National. And I'm also the principal investigator of an FDA-funded initiative that Children's National has led for the past 10 years. And we were just renewed in September 2023 to a $7.5 million grant to continue lead this initiative for another 5 years. And under a new branding and all new partnerships, so this initiative is now called the Alliance for Pediatric Device Innovation. And my background is in mechanical engineering with follow-on PhD and MBA degrees. My experience spans all phases of the total product lifecycle development, having worked at Intelsat and Accenture before joining academia. And my own innovations as an inventor are still in the market, having been licensed to companies that are commercializing them. My focus in the past 10 years has been on building innovation programs dedicated to FDA-regulated pediatric medical products.
Well, that's a fascinating background and certainly, you know, such an inspiring field considering all the good that, you know, that type of medical innovation can do for a pediatric population. And from your perspective and vantage point leading innovation at Children's National, what are some of your top priorities right now? What is really encompassing most of your time?
Yeah, thank you for that question. And I like to answer this question in the context of innovation means in an academic pediatric health system and what it takes to work in an underserved and underinvested small pediatric market. So with this in mind, our mission is to bring novelties and discoveries to the patients and families that we serve in our own hospital system and everywhere. And so at Children's National Innovation Ventures, we are laser focused on FDA-regulated pediatric medical products. So these are in the 3 categories of drug biologics under the purview of FDA Center for Drug Evaluation and Research and Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research. The second is the category of devices and diagnostics, under the purview of FDA Center for Devices and Radiological Health. And then the third bucket is digital therapeutics to the extent that these products are regulated, such as software as a medical device or various predictive analytics. And again, you know, under the oversight of the FDA Center for Devices and Radiological Health. So this is our focus. Because our resources are scarce, we want to make sure that, you know, we tackle the products that are in dire need for the patient population that we serve. And so we are focused on regulated medical products. And the way that we source and scout innovation is through three buckets of hospital-based innovation. This is when we work with our clinicians to understand the problem statements. So this is not necessarily, you know, asking the clinicians to come up with a solution, but together we identify a problem statement that is looking for a technological solution. The second bucket is a research-based innovation, discoveries that come out of our research labs. And then the third is open and external innovation. This is when we source and scout and look for pediatric innovation no matter where they are. Within this context, our innovation program is largely sponsored through external sources. So to answer your question now directly about priorities, you know, we want to make sure that our priorities are aligned with the priorities of our sponsored and funded initiatives. And the FDA grant is a good example of that. So these programs are all designed around the most dire and challenging needs of the most vulnerable children of all backgrounds who need novel medical technologies that were specifically studied in the patient population, as well as innovative medical products such as point of care or at-home devices that help with preventive care to keep children away from the hospital. And you know, I will repeat this again that, you know, our laser focus is on medical products that have been specifically studied for use in the pediatric population. You hear the phrase, children are not small adults, so we need solutions that are specifically designed for children. I can bring, you know, give you an example of, you know, how we actually do that. And that is, you know, through identifying a need and doing needs assessment studies. So on April 26th, we are hosting a symposium on the topic of pediatric medical devices for optimizing the heart-brain continuum. So if you talk to any pediatric cardiac surgeon or neurosurgeon, they will tell you that non-invasive continuous monitoring systems is what they need. And yet there is no solution in the market. So on the 26th of April, we're bringing together the who is who in this domain from the government, industry, and academia to get the discussion started. We will then use the proceedings from the symposium to craft an RFP to solicit proposals for pediatric medical devices for the perioperative care of patients with congenital heart disease and neurodevelopmental disorders. The RFP will go out about 2 weeks after the symposium, and we select finalists to present live at our Make Your Medical Device Pitch competition, Make Your Medical Device Pitch for Kids competition on October 14th in Toronto. And that will be part of our 12th annual symposium on pediatric device innovation, which is co-located with the large MedTech conference powered by AdvaMed.
Well, that's fascinating to hear, and certainly a huge accomplishment in terms of thinking through, you know, all those connected points and how you can really innovate in the children's MedTech space to really make a big difference for those patients that you're serving on a consistent basis. And you know, I can see that you've got a lot of different people that you're working with and partnerships in the industry, in the community, and through the system at large. When you think about innovation from your perspective and just really, you know, how have you seen it grow and evolve over the last year or two? And then what are you expecting over the next 12 to 24 months or so? Or what are you, I guess, most excited about when you think about this, these types of innovations and what's possible?
Yeah, as you mentioned, you know, partnership is really important to us. You know, we have a small team of innovation at Children's National, and we could not have done what we have accomplished without the power of partnerships. So in the next 12 months, we are really focused on working with the small business and startup communities even more closely on conducting a couple of economic comparative effectiveness studies to help demonstrate the value of innovation in a pediatric health system. And that is, to demonstrate, what innovation means, right? To create value through, for example, reducing the total cost of care for the hospitals. And make technologies available where patients are. So that's why, the point of care and at-home technologies are so important to keep children being cared for by their caregivers and families at home and reduce the necessity to come to the hospital. And rather, go to their retail pharmacy, for example, or use some at-home devices for certain monitoring and data collection needs. So that's, that's something that, we're actively working on, and you'll see, some success stories hopefully coming out in the next 12, 18 months.
I'll definitely keep an eye out for that. Thank you so much, Malala, for mentioning it and really, referencing what I can imagine will be a great initiative to see the results and then scale from there. Before we wrap up our conversation, could you talk about one change that you and your team has made recently that yielded great results?
I think that, something that we keep in mind continuously is to stay laser focused and not get distracted by shiny objects. And so that laser focus for us is really, use the power of science and technology to focus on regulated medical products. And so that is the focus of innovation, within our team. It's not a huge change, but it's a constant reminder of, if we don't stay focused, we are lost. So, as an example, I can tell you that, by staying focused on regulated medical products, in the past 10 plus years working with the FDA and the Pediatric Device Consortia grant program, we assisted over 400 unique medical device projects, over 40 startup companies, and of them, there are over 20 medical products that were cleared or approved by the FDA or received CE mark in Europe. And of the companies that we assisted, 8 of them landed successful exits via acquisition. So the key is, again, to stay focused and be true to our mission, which is to serve children and families. And these are the results.
I love it. Kalala, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. This has been such a fun and interesting conversation, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.
Thank you, Laura.
Elevate your healthcare experience in 2024. Discover the driving forces shaping the healthcare landscape with the NRC Health Experience Perspective. Be the first to access the insights and trends informing the future of healthcare. Register now to join the live national webcast and get first access to the report. Secure your spot at nrchealth.com.